The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This program contains explicit content and subject matter which may be unsuitable for some listeners. Discretion is advised.
Sex Out Loud is brought to you by the Smitten Kitten, non-toxic quality sex toys and supplies. Visit smittenkittenonline.com.
Smart. Sexy. Kinky. Fun.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud with your host, sex educator, author, and filmmaker, Tristan Taramino. It's sex-positive radio like you've never heard before. Tristan talks about sexuality from every angle with leading authors, experts, artists, and icons. From sex education and sexual politics to BDSM and non-monogamy, nothing is off limits. So get ready to open your mind and expand your horizons. This is Sex Out Loud. And now here's your host, Tristan Taramino.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud, everyone. Did any of you catch my appearance on The Real 50 Shades of Grey on the E! Special on January 22nd? I was actually pleasantly surprised at how it turned out. And I was pretty excited to be one of the main featured BDSM experts, and I was interviewed throughout the hour-long special. The show profiled interesting, real-life kinky couples in an intelligent, fair, and pretty nuanced way. I mean, it was actually good television. It surprised me. So E! Is re-airing the show, if you want to set your DVRs. It will be on very late tonight. Well, actually, technically tomorrow. So technically January 26th at 3 a.m., on Monday, January 28th at 8 a.m. and Thursday, January 31st at 9 p.m. Today, we are talking about an amazing event for people who are interested in sex. And then later in the show, we're going to talk to two experts on tantric sex. And we are live. So you can give us a call at 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. You can also post questions on our Twitter feed at Sex Out Loud Radio or on Facebook.com/AskTristan. Catalyst Con is a conference that was created to inspire exceptional conversations about sexuality. It's about reaching out and stimulating those who attend to create those important conversations in their own communities, changing how we as a society talk and treat sexuality. It's about stimulating the activist that is within all of us and sparking transformation in the way that our friends, neighbors, children, and even politicians discuss one of the most important aspects of humanity. Today we are talking to the creator and producer of Catalyst Con, Dee Dennis. Dee is an activist in the field of sexuality who started her career as a sex blogger, writing about the end of her marriage and starting the next chapter of her life. Through this metamorphosis, Dee discovered her passion for sexuality rights and issues for people all around the world. In 2012, Dee founded Catalyst Con, which she regards as a melting pot of sexuality. It unites sex educators, sexologists, sex workers, writers, activists, and anyone with a passion for creating change. I'm so happy to have her on the program today. Welcome to Sex Out Loud, Dee.
Thank you. I'm so thrilled to be here.
So I'm really excited about Catalyst Con East because it brings together such an interesting mix of people. I sort of listed some of them there in that opening, but tell me about what kinds of people attend the event.
Everyone and anyone. It's unique in the fact that it doesn't just target one community in sexuality like kink or polyamory or queer, it invites everybody in. It also brings in the adult industry. You know, I have people who own shops, stores, online stores, manufacturers, everybody you can imagine, anybody who wants, who has a passion for this or wants to see change.
You have all of these sessions. I mean, when I go through the list, it's incredibly diverse. There's things on body positivity, sex workers, porn, sex and religion, monogamy. What are some sessions that you are looking forward to most?
All of them, and I don't get to attend any. No, there's some. I'm really thrilled to bring Measure B to the East Coast, which, you know, I kind of approached you and said, how would you feel about being on this panel as someone who, you know, makes porn, directs porn? Because, and you and I both discussed it, it's not really, it is an LA issue right now, but I think it's a wider issue that all of us who are, you know, working in any way in the industry or just who are concerned about sexual freedom should be knowledgeable about.
And I mean, I agree with you. Yeah, because the truth is it's so badly written as an ordinance that it can, in fact, be used to prosecute other types of people, like people who do cam work, real-life couples who run, you know, their own amateur website. All those people can fall under that ordinance. So it does affect a lot of people.
Right. And for, you know, someone like you who's working in the industry or, you know, someone like me who happens to know a lot of people in the industry, I know of the person behind it, you know, who's really pushed for this. And I just don't see him as stopping in L.A.
He said he wouldn't. Yeah, he's and right. In fact, I read on Twitter today, someone posted that the first company has been fined.
Yeah, for like
about $25,000 using that ordinance.
When we talk, you know, when someone says, oh, it's only porn, it only affects those, you know, people doing porn, you know, and they think of big studios, but like you pointed out, I have a lot of friends on the East Coast who are cam girls, you know, so they're doing it from small town, whatever state, and right now there's no law, but it doesn't mean he's not going to go federal, and it doesn't mean that at some point it'll be, you know, a countrywide law, and I just think it's important. It's an important issue that we should all have knowledge of. And the same with the Prop 35, which passed, you know, in California this past election. I think that's another issue where, you know, it makes sex workers have to be on the sex offender registry. You know,
it's really, again, a
poorly written law that got passed. And I think it's not something that is just California based. It's something we all need to know. So I'm thrilled to have those.
You know, I found out this piece of news. Yeah, I found out this piece of news about someone being fined on Twitter, which it also speaks to this conference because I feel like your conference has a big technology component. There's a lot of social networking, and I realize that every session already has its own hashtag. That's pretty brilliant. I wonder what role you think social media plays in the world of sex today.
I think it plays a huge role. And I go back, a lot of what I do, I go back to my personal life. And, you know, you talked how I started as a sex blogger, and that's exactly how I started. I was, like, married with a couple of kids, the house, the pool and tennis court, the dog, the whole thing. And there wasn't even a store near me where I could buy sex toys. And if there was, I had it, you know, it was where they sold the pipes also, and it was, you know, the worst toys in the world type of thing. And yet, through the Internet, I found sex blogs, sex bloggers, you know, and it really opened up my world and let me learn a lot. I can buy anything online. I can meet anybody now. And I just think that social media really helps me promote what I do. And so it helps spread that message. And, yeah, we do the hashtags. So every session gets a Storyfy, which is a new thing. And I have to give full credit to the Evil Fluff Click, who are part of my girl gang, who helped me do this. It was their concept, and it works wonderful.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic.
Yeah. And it allows all the people who can't be at the conference to at least participate, share it, and share that knowledge.
Mm-hmm. And follow along with some of the ideas that are going around. And then they can then follow up and find a website about a certain speaker, or if they read something about a certain session, you know, seek out those presenters. So it does kind of bring it to a whole other level. Now, one of the things you're doing for your keynote this year, the final keynote on the last day, is an afternoon tea with famous sex educators, Carol Queen and Robert Lawrence. This sounds kind of intimate. It sounds like there won't be a podium and a spotlight. So tell me your concept for this.
This was another thing, and I do surveys after the conference, and I talk to people, and one of the things I did at Catalyst West was go up to people and go, so how did you find out? Why are you here? What do you like about it? You know, I want to find out what everybody else thinks, and I think it helps to build a better conference. And one of the things, I was actually talking to CT of Aneros, the CEO of Aneros, and we were talking about how it's a very big bonding weekend, and, you know, because we're together from Friday night to Sunday afternoon. I do, you know, entertainment, we have sessions, we have special workshops, and everybody meets each other. So whereas, you know, someone who's a sex educator might not have met someone who's a sex writer, or, you know, and people start talking and sitting together and meeting each other. And I wanted to end it with something more family-friendly style. You know, I always say my goal is for everybody to go home with one new friend, one new connection, one new friend, and create something together. And so I kept thinking of those old-fashioned, the political fireside chats. And it started with that, but I couldn't find a fireplace. So I went to seeing it in the afternoon to an afternoon tea. And it was actually Metis Black of Kansas who said, you can put Carol and Robert in a room and, you know, just let them go, and they're amazing. And I said, well, let me try it and serve tea. And so they'll be up on a stage, you know, a higher area so everybody can see them, but they'll be in a living room setting. And that's the concept, is like, you know, let's all have tea and relax and, you know, think about and discuss what we experienced, learned, whatever, if you want. There's no forcible talking on it.
Of course, everything is consensual at Catalyst Con. Come on.
Yes.
Well, I think it's a good point.
Pardon?
I think it's a good point that you've got to kind of give people space to also socialize, because if we're running from panel to panel to panel to panel, it is those moments in between, and sometimes we don't have enough of them, where we're making these important connections, whether it's a connection between activists, between therapists, between students, whoever, between retailers, you know, creating a space that lets us all kind of wind down and connect, I think is a great idea.
Well, I find, you know, a lot of the content I get, you know, submissions, is I'll sit down, like I was at the Good Vibes Sex Summit last October, and I sat down with someone, and they're like, you know, I want to prick your brain, and they started talking, and I'm like, oh, that's a really good session, submit that to me, you know, and that's where somebody will start a conversation, and my mind kind of wanders off and thinking, and I'm like, that's really good, that should be a session, because I think it's something that should be shared, so I like a lot of interaction, and then I try and make it relaxing. Like, we open up with Maria Falzoni. She's doing social foreplay, which, you know, is fully clothed in case anybody's wondering. But it's like a breaking the ice. Let's get everybody knowing each other. We're going to do something that I heard you originated, which was shy bracelets.
Oh, shy bracelets, I did not originate, but they originated at Dark Odyssey, which is an event that I produced. And so, and that's something for people who have trouble kind of putting themselves out there, and so they identify as shy.
Yeah, and that's what we're going to continue that on. And actually, you know, and I talked about the concept is being a catalyst, and who's a catalyst, and what was your catalyst. And in some ways, you were a catalyst for me in that, you know, back in the day when you were doing Dark Odyssey, I loved some of the sessions or seminars, workshops you had, like about relationships, and I was just learning back then, and I was like, I'd really like to go to that, but I'm not into camping, you know? But it gave me the thought to go, okay, I want to find something else that's like that. And, you know, it kind of contributed to me creating finally Catalyst.
Well, we are almost out of time, but I have to ask, is there a chance that this event could sell out? Should I be, you know, sending people to register ASAP?
We're probably about 75% sold right now. On my last check. Actually, there's a special code for your listeners. If they do Tristan, they get $10 off.
Perfect.
And your workshop is just about sold out. There's a few tickets left, so that they definitely shouldn't wait on if they want to go to your workshop on Friday.
Okay, well, 75% is a lot. So I think people, if you want to go to this event, and I know that my listeners have to be interested in that, you've got to go to the website, which is catalystcon.com. The event is March 15th to 17th at the Crystal City Marriott near Reagan National Airport. Go to the website, catalystcon.com. You can also go to facebook.com/catalystcon. You can follow Dee on Twitter at Dee Dennis, and you can follow the conference at CatalystCon. We've got links to all this on our site. Thank you so much for being on the show, Dee. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I look forward to seeing you in March.
Me too. Coming up next, we are going to talk to tantric sex experts Mark Michaels and Patricia Johnson. So don't go anywhere. More Sex Out Loud when we return.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
This is Jennifer Pritchett from the Smitten Kitten. We're huge Tristan Taramino fans just like you, and we're so proud to be the presenting sponsor for Sex Out Loud. If you're not already familiar with Smitten Kitten, here's the deal. We're an education-based sex toys and supplies retailer. We sell high-quality, non-toxic, and artist-made sex toys, organic lubes, and all kinds of kinky stuff, including hard-to-find vegan options. We cater to an incredibly diverse clientele and specialize in helping you find new sexual interests, expand your sexual skill sets, and even troubleshoot sexual issues with you. We are here to help you feel confident and sexy. We spend a ton of time and energy curating our selection of products to make sure we have the best selection, be it silicone dildos, pegging and strap-on equipment, vibrators, or ethically made porn. Our mission is to make sex-positive culture accessible to everyone. Don't miss our free streaming explicit educational videos, many of which were directed by Tristan herself, on our website, smittenkittenonline.com. Get inspired by Tristan's amazing show, Sex Out Loud, and then visit us online at our Minneapolis location.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. I want to say a big, big thank you to one of my wonderful sponsors, Astroglide. Did you know that you can get a free sample of Astroglide if you go to their website, astroglide.com? Yeah, and I'm all about free stuff, so go get some. It is time now to talk about Tantra. Let me introduce my guests. Mark Michaels and Patricia Johnson are a devoted married couple who've been teaching Tantra together since 1999. Their approach combines traditional lineage-based Tantra with the best contemporary methods so that students can bring heightened awareness and an expanded capacity for pleasure in all aspects of everyday life. Michaels and Johnson are the authors of Great Sex Made Simple, Tantric Tips to Deepen Intimacy and Heighten Pleasure, The Essence of Tantric Sexuality, and Tantra for Erotic Empowerment, The Key to Enriching Your Sexual Life, which, incidentally, I wrote a foreword to. They also have a great meditation CD, which I can absolutely endorse because I love it. It's a set of CDs called Ananda Nidra Blissful Sleep. Mark and Patricia wrote and appeared in two instructional DVDs produced by the Alexander Institute, Tantric Sexual Massage for Lovers and Advanced Tantric Sex Secrets. They've been featured on television, radio, and in numerous publications and on many websites. They teach workshops all over the world, and I'm so thrilled to have them with me here today. Welcome to Sex Out Loud, Mark and Patricia.
Hey, we're so happy to be here.
Yeah, hi. Hey. We shouldn't leave out Chemistry 4 either.
Yeah, there's one other film
credit. Oh, my gosh.
In there. Yeah.
That's right. Mark and Patricia make a spontaneous appearance in Chemistry 4 where they come over to the house where the cast is, my movie, and they do an impromptu workshop on Tantra. Everyone is so engrossed in it. And then later in the confessional, one of the performers actually cries. It was a very intense moment. Like a real moment. I love that. Okay, so yeah, that's one of your credits, of course. So I want to also remind people that we're taking your calls. If you have a call and a question, want to talk to Mark and Patricia or ask about tantric sex, give us a call at 866-472-5788. 866-472-5788. The first caller that we have who asks a reasonable question, judged by me, is going to win a copy of their book, their brand new book, Great Sex Made Simple. So that's an incentive right there to pick up the phone, you shy people. I want to start at the beginning because I don't want to assume everyone knows what it is. So, Mark, tell me, what is Tantra?
Oh, well, that's actually a question that would take, could take weeks to answer. But we have a couple of quick definitions. One is that Tantra is an ancient Indian tradition that recognizes sexual energy as a source of personal and spiritual empowerment.
Now, by sexual energy, we're not talking about sexual activity. We're talking about more like the life force that, makes all existence.
And so the more that we can tap into that energy, the more enriched we'll be in our lives entirely, not just sexually. The other way that we like to define it is to take, and this really comes from our teacher, if you take the word and you break it into its Sanskrit components, you have the first half is tan, which comes from the word tanoi, which means expand, and the second part is triati, which comes from the word triati, which is tool. So you have tool for expansion.
So what are we expanding? We're expanding our consciousness, and the tool we're using is all embodiment, and that includes sexual experiences.
But it's not limited to sex.
Right.
Patricia, give me some of like the most fundamental principles of Tantra.
Well, a lot of the practices involve becoming facile with your awareness. I think there's this conception that, or this idea that being enlightened or experiencing a full life involves being totally aware. But that isn't what the aim is in Tantra.
Yeah, I mean, if you're totally aware, you're nuts, right? Because you're just going to be completely overwhelmed by all of the sensory input that you get. So tantric practices really involve being able to cover a spectrum of withdrawing inward in a very deep way or bringing your consciousness outward and being very, very aware of what's going on around
you. So how we do this is by treating your embodiment, your body, as your laboratory. And there's a part of you that is an experimenter, the scientist that's collecting data. And virtually all existence can become your experiment. And that's where a lot of magic can happen.
Go ahead. You've actually been trained by Tantra masters, which is not true of all Tantra teachers, especially in the Western world. And so I'm wondering how that is reflected in how you approach tantric sex and the way you teach about it.
Well, that's an interesting question, and it's complicated. I mean, one of the things that happens when you're trained by someone who's got a traditional lineage behind them is that there's a formal initiation process that happens. And the idea there is that you're actually kind of the power of the practices and the whole tradition is passed on to you from teacher to student, and that's gone on for generation upon generation. So that's one piece of it. I think what's happened for us is that we've really tried to immerse ourselves in the tradition as best we could as 21st century Westerners. And having gone through that traditional training, have tried to figure out how to make the tradition really applicable and practical for people who aren't living in medieval India.
Yeah, and I think that that comes across, though, because in your new book, Great Sex Made Simple, Tantric Tips to Deepen Intimacy and Heighten Pleasure, everything seems very accessible. First, it's organized into these bite-sized chapters, which I felt like was very easy to access. You could pick it up, you could do a quick bunch of easy reads, and it actually reminded me of some Buddhist books I have where the teachings are actually quite short, and you're supposed to just digest them and kind of meditate on them. And
yeah,
you really challenge what I think of as some of the standard ideas about Tantra in this book. For example, I feel like in a lot of Western Tantra, everything is about male and female this, man and woman this, but you have a different approach around gender. Patricia, will you just tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, I think that there is archetypes in tantric teachings that involve working with male, masculine and feminine energies, and those are manifest as the deities called Shiva and Shakti. I think one of the pitfalls is Westerners tend to think of these in very basic terms and apply what society says it means to be male, what society says it means to be female, and think that that is what the tradition is talking about.
So in reality, in the tradition, this concept of Shiva, which is seen as the masculine, is really, it's inert consciousness, and Shakti, or the feminine, is energy. And you kind of can't have one without the other, because consciousness without energy just doesn't do anything. Energy without consciousness is completely undirected. But it has nothing to do with your physical anatomy or how you identify. We all contain both of these aspects, and we can play around with them and cover the whole spectrum that exists in between the two.
And we seek to find an alchemical marriage within ourselves to really find a nice joining of our inner masculine and feminine.
I love that idea, and I think one of the things that's always struck me about your work is just how gender neutral or gender inclusive it is. And it's not heteronormative in the way that, well, some other Tantra people are that really piss me off.
Well, you know, we are basically a heterosexual couple, and you know, that's the way we are in life. But we feel that these principles are so valuable and important that it really doesn't matter, and we're very aware of that kind of heteronormative bent in Tantra, and we've made a conscious effort over the years to combat it and to recognize in ourselves that, you know, we want to reach out to people who might otherwise be turned off by Tantra, even though we are kind of het identified ourselves.
Now, we've got a question on Facebook from a listener who says, is this really as woo-woo as it sounds?
You know what, our teacher is a osteopath. He taught anatomy, and the way he presents the teachings, he likes to tie it into how the body functions and roots it in science. And it really isn't an invented, channeled teachings. These are really practices that people have experienced real changes through exploring their own embodiment. So.
Yeah, just to take it out of the woo-woo realm, I'll tell you a little story about we're in Sydney visiting our teacher and working with him, and because he was an anatomy teacher, he has, you know, human body parts in formaldehyde in his apartment.
Of course, right?
And he's showing us a spinal cord, and he pulls it out of the jar with a pair of tongs,
he's swinging
it around in the air, and a drop of formaldehyde lands in my eye.
What?
He's like, oh, it's no big deal. Just rinse it out.
We never knew what we were going to encounter when we would go in for lessons. So
that does not sound very woo-woo. It sounds like it's like an episode of CSI or something.
Yeah, we got to feel a pineal gland once.
You know, I've read the book, and so I can address this question too, which is that it's not woo-woo at all. In fact, I think the book is perfect for beginners, and in fact, even skeptics. I feel like there's a tone in the book which is, listen, this is what we mean. Some people interpret it this way. Some people interpret it this way. We want you to interpret it the way that makes sense for you, the way that works for you, the way that you can wrap your mind around it. And I get the sense that if you want to go deeper into some of these principles and you want to get more esoteric, then you move on to one of your other books. But
yeah,
it's,
that was
it's,
the intention, absolutely.
It does not feel too spiritual and out there at all to me. And I'm very suspicious of that. I'm from New York, people. I would not be giving you woo-woo bullshit. These people are not bullshit. They're the real thing.
Yeah, we wanted it to be our Tantra Does Not Bite book.
Exactly. No, that's precisely how it comes across. I mean, I think the tone is right on. And in fact, some of the things are explained so plainly. They're explained in clearer ways than I think I've ever had them explained to me, which yeah, I mean, I really appreciate that because sometimes this stuff can get a little heady and you want to know, okay, how do I bring this into my real life, which has my partner and our dynamic and power and the phone is ringing off the hook and we're stressed out. I mean, you know, it's like, how do I really adopt this? And I feel like there are real tools in there in the book. But listen, we need to take a break. We have so much more to talk about. I want to talk about fantasies. I want to talk about masturbation. I want to talk about things that probably the person who asked this question can't believe are in this book. I mean, there's a lot in this book. So, everyone, stay with us. More with Mark and Patricia talking about tantric sex when we return after this break.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
Experience love with a little help from nature's soothing ingredients with Astroglide Natural Personal Lubricant. This all-natural and botanical formula lets you get in touch with your wild side, all while keeping it green. Astroglide Natural Personal Lubricant is glycerin, paraben, and alcohol-free, and it's made with aloe vera, vitamins C and E, and chamomile. But with the same second-only-to-nature feel that you get with your regular Astroglide. Visit astroglide.com to get your free sample and start hitting it green between the sheets today.
This is Jennifer Pritchett from The Smitten Kitten. We're huge Tristan Taramino fans just like you, and we're so proud to be the presenting sponsor for Sex Out Loud. If you're not already familiar with Smitten Kitten, here's the deal. We're an education-based sex toys and supplies retailer. We sell high-quality, non-toxic, and artist-made sex toys, organic lubes, and all kinds of kinky stuff, including hard-to-find vegan options. We cater to an incredibly diverse clientele and specialize in helping you find new sexual interests, expand your sexual skill sets, and even troubleshoot sexual issues with you. We are here to help you feel confident and sexy. We spend a ton of time and energy curating our selection of products to make sure we have the best selection, be it silicone dildos, pegging and strap-on equipment, vibrators, or ethically made porn. Our mission is to make sex-positive culture accessible to everyone. Don't miss our free streaming explicit educational videos, many of which were directed by Tristan herself, on our website, smittenkittenonline.com. Get inspired by Tristan's amazing show, Sex Out Loud, and then visit us online at our Minneapolis location.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. Today we are talking with Mark Michaels and Patricia Johnson, who are experts in Tantra and have written a new book, Great Sex Made Simple, Tantric Tips to Deepen Intimacy and Heighten Pleasure. Before the break, you were telling this funny story about how one of your teachers is an osteopath, and I was talking to my producer, Raymond, who said, oh, I really want to know more about the physicality of this. And that really brought up for me some of the stuff in the book I read about the science behind what it means to be fully present, what it means to engage all of our senses. And I understand that, Patricia, you've done some studies at Rutgers. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, I've actually been a subject for some studies. They're studying female orgasm in fMRI machines. And I've been in twice. It was very, very interesting the first time around. Was partially funded by the Christopher Reeve Foundation, and what they wanted to find out is if your body lights up in the same centers when you think about receiving physical stimulation as when you are actually doing physical stimulation. And they're studying that part of the brain.
Meaning, do the same parts of your brain light up when you're giving as when you're receiving, or when you're thinking and then when you're receiving?
When you're thinking and when you're receiving. And I find this incredibly fascinating because science is now proving that sex really, in fact, does happen in the brain.
Yes.
And also that a lot of the brain areas that light up in meditation and mystical experiences also light up during orgasm.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Right. You talk about that in the book. What, oh, God, oh, God, might actually mean. I also
the other piece that isn't in the book because it happened after was that we collaborated on in the fMRI. Patricia's brain was being scanned, and I was pleasuring her from outside, was an incredibly awkward thing to do.
Kind of ergonomically challenging.
But this was for science, Mark. This was for science, and this is why people have to have sex and masturbate and do all sorts of stuff in these laboratories, right?
So you just doing. Yeah, it was actually the first partner-induced orgasm with an fMRI machine operating. As far as we know, the first ever.
I want to be in the Ripley. No, wait. What is the
Guinness, yeah, Ripley, Guinness Book of
Guinness
World
Book? Yeah, that's
the Guinness Book of World Records or something.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that is incredible. And so, will these studies be published somewhere?
Yeah. Some of the results have already been published or presented in the main one of the main scientists on this is Nan Wise. Mm-hmm.
And the partnered orgasm is her dissertation research. So she was kind of setting up a model for doing it with others. We were kind of the ringers that came in first.
Right, ringers. Right. So that you could work out the kinks, so to speak, right?
Yeah.
Well, we've got a caller, actually. So as long as they have a valid question, they're going to win a copy of her book, which is really excited. And this is someone who hasn't called before, so I'm kind of excited. Allison from Rochester, Minnesota. Hi, Allison. You're on Sex Out Loud.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. What's up? What's your question?
Well, my question isn't specifically, I don't think it is specifically tantric related, but I just am fascinated by this aspect that you, Mark, and Patricia have been together in a monogamous relationship for so long, because a lot of what I seem to hear in sex positive culture is it's a lot more, you know, the polygamy or polyamory stuff like this that, I mean, for people who are meant that way as well, but I am in currently like a monogamous relationship as well, and it's brand new. We just got married this year, but we're hoping to carry it, you know, for our lives long. But the question I'm wondering is about commitment and just how to keep that chemistry going once the commitment has been set up, because it's just, you know, I don't know, if you stick into something with a commitment base and things can tend to just maybe sometimes feel like they're then more out of duty and you're just sticking in it because you committed to it. And I just don't want that for me and my husband. I want us to go with more of the attitude that people who are in more open relationships, you know, they kind of are choosing more on a day-to-day basis, maybe, or week-to-week, they're kind of able to reevaluate if the relationship is still, you know, what they need. And I don't know, maybe you guys do it still in a long-term marriage. Does my question make sense, you know, what I'm asking?
I think, I mean, we don't we don't actually like the word commitment at all.
but we do use the word devoted, and I think that, I hope that speaks to you. And devotion has the quality of, it's dynamic. It's mm-hmm. something you pay attention to and you nurture. Commitment seems to like a one-off, like you
sign a contract and it's done and you just, and it just goes on forever.
Exactly. That's exactly my point. Yes. So
I mean, a lot of what's in the book actually is about how to repeatedly and intentionally reignite or reconnect and keep that devotion going so that it's not something that's static. It's not something that gets stale. And I just, you know, monogamous or not, that we see that as being really central to having a good pair bond, whatever your relationship style.
What makes me mm-hmm. so excited is the techniques create the environment and the circumstances in which you can continually fall in love. And this has been our experience. I get head to toe chills to this day, even after being with Mark for 14 years. And I firmly believe it's because we practice these techniques.
That's awesome. That's really cool.
So Allison,
you're getting a book, and you'll get to find out what, you know,
yes.
a little more about it.
Email
so
me,
thank
Allison,
you.
Thanks for your call. You're going to email me your mailing address at tristan@puckerup.com, and I will send out your book.
Will do. Thank you.
Sure.
Enjoy.
So, Mark and Patricia, this speaks to some actual techniques that you talked about, which I found very interesting, which to me were about engaging your partner and engaging the relationship, putting time and effort and consciousness into the relationship. That really came across as a theme in the book, which I think speaks to Allison's question about maintaining a long-term bond of any kind, which doesn't even necessarily have to be monogamous, but a bond and a devotion, as you said.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It's something that, as I was saying to Allison, if you're committed to something, it's just sort of fixed. If you're devoted to something, it implies that you're putting attention into it on a regular basis, that you care deeply about it, and that's something that you keep pouring more of yourself into it.
A silly example of this is whenever we see somebody with an antique car that's all shiny and all polished, we'll turn to each other and go, look, there's somebody's baby. And think of the hours they spend on every detail, you know, polishing, caressing, conditioning, you know, and people think of relationships as work. And I don't think when people devote to something they really value, they don't think they're going to work. And I think that's a valuable attitude change.
Yeah, people say, oh, you know, things have gotten really bad and now we've got to work on a relationship. Well, it's kind of too late to do that. If you had been paying attention and caring for it all along, you wouldn't get to the point, or you'd have much less chance of getting to the point where you have to work. And so it really involves taking practical steps, constantly focusing on the other person and honoring them for what they are. And not taking them for granted. You know, it's really easy to take long-term partners for granted. And it's a pitfall. I mean, we sometimes fall into it ourselves. It's unavoidable. But if you just do a few simple practices, gaze into each other's eyes for a few minutes a day.
Oh, that's so powerful. It's just,
take 5 minutes to listen and really pay attention to each other. It can be, if your relationship's in a little bit of trouble, it can be transformational. If your relationship's going well, it's just going to make it that much better. And if you're just starting out, it's the place to begin.
Perfect time, yeah.
Well, and I think one of the tips you give also is just about touch, which you're very clear to distinguish from sex. So you're not saying everyone must have sex all the time. But you are saying when you touch someone, you connect with them on an energy level. And you can transfer energy, you can bond your energy, and it immediately changes how you interact when you touch someone versus sit across from the room from them in a chair.
Yeah, and I think sometimes receiving touch, feeling it deeply, know that there's sort of a current that runs between you. changes that, you know, hi honey, I'm home from work, peck, you know, on the cheek or whatever, which people can, it can quickly become perfunctory, but if you really just take a moment and it, the time doesn't have to increase, but recognize that that current is running between you two, it will bring it to life.
Yeah, I mean, people have this idea, and you don't have to get into a whole sort of esoteric thing about energy, but just to be aware that there's more going on than just skin contacting skin when you're touching someone, and that if you bring intention and awareness to your touch, the whole quality changes dramatically. That's really what, you know, what it's about.
About being present and about really paying attention.
Yeah.
Which sometimes we don't do enough in our sort of fast-paced email Bluetooth world.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we are going to take a break so we can hear from our sponsors. But when we come back, I didn't get to masturbation. I didn't get to fantasy. We got a little sidetracked, so we've got to hit those topics.
Okay.
More Sex Out Loud, people. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
This is Jennifer Pritchett from The Smitten Kitten. We're huge Tristan Taramino fans just like you, and we're so proud to be the presenting sponsor for Sex Out Loud. If you're not already familiar with Smitten Kitten, here's the deal. We're an education-based sex toys and supplies retailer. We sell high-quality, non-toxic, and artist-made sex toys, organic lubes, and all kinds of kinky stuff, including hard-to-find vegan options. We cater to an incredibly diverse clientele and specialize in helping you find new sexual interests, expand your sexual skill sets, and even troubleshoot sexual issues with you. We are here to help you feel confident and sexy. We spend a ton of time and energy curating our selection of products to make sure we have the best selection, be it silicone dildos, pegging and strap-on equipment, vibrators, or ethically made porn. Our mission is to make sex-positive culture accessible to everyone. Don't miss our free streaming explicit educational videos, many of which were directed by Tristan herself, on our website, smittenkittenonline.com. Get inspired by Tristan's amazing show, Sex Out Loud, and then visit us online at our Minneapolis location.
Turn off the TV and pick up the remote control that is sure to please. Worn while making love, the WeVibe 3 features whisper quiet motors that will keep you anything but quiet. We can't help it if the rechargeable battery lasts longer than you do. Learn more about the world's number one vibrator for couples at WeVibe.com. WeVibe. Share the pleasure.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. I have been remiss in my duties of shout-outs to my sponsors. So, do you know that you can save 20% at my presenting sponsor, The Smitten Kitten? The Smitten Kitten is an amazing sex toy store and website. They have the top quality toys. They have a vast selection. And if you go shopping at smittenkittenonline.com and use the coupon code Tristan, you can save 20% off. Coupon code Tristan. We are talking with Mark Michaels and Patricia Johnson about Tantra. Mark, one of my favorite quotes in the book is, before we can truly worship another, we have to learn to worship ourselves. The reason I like it is because I think people associate tantric sex with partnered sex. But you actually discuss Tantra for people without partners, and you bring masturbation into the discussion. So I'm hoping you'll share advice for single people who might be interested in exploring Tantra.
Well, the first thing to say on this is that, you know, tantric sex is only a tiny piece of what Tantra is all about. And
Right. The
vast majority of tantric practitioners in the world are probably celibate. If you think of Tibetan Buddhist monks, for example, that's a form of tantric practice.
They, moreover, may not only be celibate. That may be how they are sexually. They may be actual asexual people, and these practices work well for people working alone with their own energies. It doesn't necessarily involve sexual activity.
So in Tantra, in the classical tradition, one of the things that your teacher gives you is a deity with whom you're supposed to identify, and you actually go through a whole process of visualizing yourself as becoming that deity, whichever deity it may be. We like to teach people to do something similar. We talked about eye gazing briefly. We encourage people who are either with or without partners to eye gaze in the mirror with themselves and really cultivate an attitude of reverence and worship for themselves. Now, with masturbation, and this goes, you know, in our first book and our teacher, which is based on our teacher's lectures, he talked about Betty Dodson and how she really was arriving at a kind of essential tantric truth that masturbation can be a meditative practice. It can be a tool for discovering more about who you are as a sexual being. It can be a tool for expanding your capacity for sexual experience if you approach it with deliberation and intention and awareness. Now, this isn't something that, I mean, Betty Dodson was hugely influential, and to some degree, for women, it's recognized that masturbation is this very, very valuable tool. This idea hasn't really reached the straight male community. You know, Joe Kramer has done a lot primarily with gay men, but straight guys think, oh, you know, I'm just going to masturbate to get off, and it's going to be over in a couple minutes. They don't generally have the idea that there's a lot more that you can do with masturbation.
Well, that it can be a conscious practice, as you said. The minute you started talking about the mirror and looking into the mirror, I actually thought of Betty Dodson and the sort of women's consciousness raising groups where you pulled out the mirror to look at your cervix. So the idea of looking and looking intently and being present and being with what you see, whether what you see is your genitals in the mirror or your face in the mirror. I mean, I see how that all ties together. So it makes perfect sense to me in a way.
Yeah,
Patricia?
It's just so valuable. And we're not taught how to revere ourselves. And we look in the mirror. It's very perfunctory. We're, you know, seeing if the hair is in place, if we have anything in our teeth, and then we walk away. Recently, there was an article in the New York Times with an artist who took photos behind a one-way mirror or two-way mirror, and the looks that people gave themselves in the mirror did not generally have this look of reverence. There was this kind of self-objectification, and I found it very interesting.
Now, an important piece about in this is that we're not talking about kind of ego inflation in this looking at yourself or revering yourself. The product of this kind of reverence for yourself really should be a sense that we're all connected, that we're really all, no, everyone is divine. It's not just me. It's that we're all related, we're all connected, and we're all worthy of being honored. So you need to start with some inner strength and some inner devotion to yourself in order to be able to take that outward to a relationship with another person or into the world at large.
Right. I mean, this is the whole notion of masturbation as self-love, right? You have to love yourself and you have to get in touch with your own self as a sexual being before you can then manifest that with someone else.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I think this is something that, you know, straight male identified people have not been trained in this. And it's something that personally I'd like to, you know, like to see more guys get this kind of understanding.
I mean, unfortunately they have a real strong biological feedback loop. It's, you know, I'm aroused, I get erect, I have an orgasm, and I ejaculate. And I think the brain just will lock down, like, well, that's all there is to my self-sexuality or my self-loving. And when people start to play around with that, separate the events, there's some real magic to be found.
Yeah, and it's almost like a retraining of the brain. I mean, in the book, you also make what I think is a very controversial assertion, and it's one that goes against what most sex and relationship educators and therapists hold very sacred. You essentially say that talking is overrated, and you sort of encourage people to shut the fuck up. Please explain yourself.
Well, you know, Aleister Crowley, in talking about yoga, said that the essence of yoga was sit down, stop thinking, shut up, and get out. I think we're kind of in that kind of same line, but in the context of a relationship. When you're talking, you're in the part of your brain that is forming an argument that is linear and logical, and it really can serve as a way of disconnecting you from your energetic, emotional, loving connection with your partner. So you got to do things first before you talk.
So it's in these nonverbal states that you actually create the circumstances in which you fall in love. I think when people first get together, they think, oh, we stayed up all night talking, but they don't realize that a lot of time they sat in silence looking deeply into each other's eyes. That was in place. And then the information started happening. People go to talking, expressing needs, making arguments, and all too often that just creates distance.
This is a fascinating idea, though, that you could actually... I mean, obviously there's nonverbal communication. I get that. But the idea that just simply being present, being fully present... But expressing ourselves in a different way, like you said, Mark, engaging a different part of the brain could actually shift something.
Well, we've used this when we first got together, we did the eye gazing practice that we've alluded to and that's described in detail in the book on a formal basis every time we saw each other for several minutes. And what's happened is that we're now so practiced in it that if we feel that we're out of harmony or there's an issue that's coming up that's between us and we're starting to get polarized, we'll actually take a time out and say, okay, we're going to eye gaze together and reestablish our connection before we get into this, you know, difficult issue. And that puts us back on the same page. And usually it means that we can deal with the issue a lot better than if we just dove into talking about it.
It facilitates it. The information gets communicated very quickly. I think when you're in the left hemisphere of your brain, that part of you can easily throw a punch at your partner, say things that you really wish you didn't, you can't take back. And when you're in that sort of defensive mode, it's just not conducive to feeling connection.
Well, oh my gosh, we are out of time. I don't know how that happened. I feel like this just flew right by. I want to have you guys back on, and I want to encourage everyone to get your book because this is the tip of the iceberg, people. If any of this spoke to you or resonated with you, you have got to get their book because there is so much more in it. And I want to thank you guys so much for being on Sex Out Loud.
Yeah, it was great.
It's been a pleasure, really. Great, great, great time.
Good questions.
Mark Michaels and Patricia Johnson are the authors of the new book, Great Sex Made Simple, Tantric Tips to Deepen Intimacy and Heighten Pleasure, published by Llewellyn Worldwide. Find out about their books, videos, CD, and the workshops they teach at tantrapm.com. Follow them on Twitter at tantrapm. All of these links and more can be found at our website, sexoutloudradio.com. Click on the link for episode resources. I want to thank everyone who makes this show possible, executive producer Karen Dana, associate producer Raymond Johnson, segment producer and editor Colton, announcer Cooper Beckett, Matt, my engineer, and everyone at Voice America. Tune in next Friday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, when my guests will be Jennifer Pritchett and Claire Jackie from The Smitten Kitten. We're going to talk all about sex toys, including sex toy safety, what a toxic sex toy is, and their top picks for great Valentine's Day gifts. Until then, I encourage you to keep the discussion going on Facebook.com/AskTristan, on Twitter at SexOutLoudRadio, and in your own life. Take some time to talk and perhaps eye gaze, and then talk some more about sex out loud.
That's a wrap on today's show. Go to voiceamerica.com to listen to this and other episodes on demand or as podcasts. And make sure you come back next Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, for Sex Out Loud with Tristan Taramino on Voice America Variety. Sex Out Loud is brought to you by The Smitten Kitten, non-toxic quality sex toys and supplies. Visit smittenkittenonline.com.